الحديث الثاني عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت ما صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد أن نزلت عليه إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح إلا يقول فيها سبحانك ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter that as a person comes towards the end of his life, he should increase in his good deeds. They should be on a regular daily basis also, that during the day we should do the effort of deen, and at night we should make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, the effort of deen, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir, Allah commands. And at night, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qumil layl illa qaleela. So the effort of the night is also absolutely essential. And as a person comes towards the end of his life, then more he must turn towards the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. That when you have now completed your other mission, then now increase and make ibadat of Allah. And in فَانْصَبْ is so much effort that you feel the tiredness of it. Not just a little bit and then you leave it. But you make so much the ibadat of Allah that you feel the strain of it. So much you should make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So we see consequently in this hadith, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never performed any namaz towards the end of his life after the surah Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath was revealed, but he used to say in that namaz, Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdik, Allahumma ghfirli. All praise is due to Allah, O our Lord, and pray, and all praises to you. And O Allah, forgive me. That is when the surah was revealed, and as we had discussed in the previous hadith, that the actual meaning of the surah is that there was now news that, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, your mission is completed and you'll have to be leaving the world now. That till that time, generally everyone understood it, that now the great glad tidings of the spread of Islam has come. That Makkah Sharif is going to be conquered and Islam is going to spread in the world. But those Sahaba who had a more deeper understanding, they understood that it actually meant that your mission is completed and it is time for you to leave the world now. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that increased these words tremendously in his ibadat. Subhanaka, O Allah, you are pure and free of any blemish whatsoever. And all praise belongs only to you. O Allah, forgive me. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ أَنْهَا. In another narration which also comes in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, also narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر أن يقول في ركوعه وسجوده. That Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام started increasing in his ruku and sajda, saying, سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك. O Allah, you are free from any blemish whatsoever, and O Allah, all praise belongs only to you. O Allah, forgive me. يتأول القرآن. And this was that he took the meaning of the Quran. Imana yata'awwalul Quran, the words of the meaning of the word yata'awwalul Quran, the meaning of it is ay yaj'alu ma umira bihi fil Quran fi qawlihi ta'ala fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. That is what Allah had commanded him. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. The meaning of that, he took, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam increased in his ibadah, in his ruku, in his sajda. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا وَبِحَمْدِكَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ لِمُسْلِمْ. And in the narration of the Kitab Muslim Sharif, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُكْثِرُ أَيَّقُولَ قبل أن يموت. The Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام increased this word before he passed away. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. These are words which are different but all very similar and the same meaning. Basically that, O Allah, you are free of all blemish and fault. All praise belongs only to you and I seek your forgiveness. قالت عائشة. Then Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها said, قلت يا رسول الله, أو الله رسول, ما هذه الكلمات التي أراك أحدثتها تقولها. What are these words, these new words I hear from you now that you are saying? Before I was not hearing you saying these words. قال جعلت لي علامة في أمتي. There has been, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that Allah has made a certain sign for me in my ummah. إِذَا رَأَيْتُهَا قُلْتُهَا. When I see that sign, then I must say these words. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. What was that sign? That the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ, when the help of Allah comes, and the opening comes, and Islam come into the, Muslims come into the fold of Islam, droves and droves, then I've been commanded to say these words. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ اللَّهُ. And in another narration, also of Muslim Sharif, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُكْثِرُ مِنْ قَوْلِ, that Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام used to read these words abundantly. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. The same meaning, قالت, then Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها said, قلت, I said, يا رسول الله, O Allah's Rasul, أراك تكثر من قول سبحان الله وبحمده أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. I see that you are reading these words very much in abundance now. فقال نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام replied and said, أخبرني ربي أني سأرى علامة في أمتي فإذا رأيتها أكثرت من قول سبحان الله بحمده أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه فقد رأيتها. My Allah has informed me, when I see a sign in my ummah, then I must read these words in abundance. And I've seen that sign now. Whether it was the sign of the conquest of Makkah, which was the outward sign, and the outward sign of people entering into Islam in huge numbers, droves and droves. Or it was that when I see this, I must know now the end of my life is near and I must prepare for Akhirat. And the preparation of Akhirat was this, to read the tasbih of Allah, Subhanallah, the praises of Allah, Alhamdulillah, and Tawbah and Istighfar, Astaghfirullah, wa Tubu Ilayh. So that should be increased towards the end of one's life. And this came, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. The explanation of that, Fathu Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you will see people entering into the fold of Islam in droves and droves. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. And sing the praises of your Lord and seek his, make read tasbih and read Alhamdulillah and also seek forgiveness from Allah. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. A great lesson that we learn from here is that whatever good deeds we do, the sign of acceptance is at the end we make Tawbah Istighfar and we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. Like in namaz also, the end, last dua is Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. So that should not just be that we read it without any idea what the meaning is or anything. But if we read it with the true feeling that, oh Allah, I've done a great wrong, I could not fulfill the rites of namaz, that is a sign of acceptance. The same applies also to any institution or any organization. If we have done some work, then it isn't now that we go around the world and go and crow about it everywhere. We did this, we have achieved this. That is a sign of it not being accepted by Allah, it being rejected by Allah Ta'ala. But if we turn to Allah and we seek His forgiveness, oh Allah, forgive us all our mistakes that we have done. Oh Allah, accept from us, then that is a sign of the acceptance of that work. But to go around, like whatever we call it, outreach programs, to go and crow around, and in fact not only not of the good deeds but of false deeds, of lies that we have perpetrated and great crimes that we have done, and we go around boasting about that, that is a very, very dangerous route that we are going down, route of complete destruction. The real way, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, Neki kar darya mein phenk. Do good deeds and throw them into the sea. That is, now don't even you remember them. They are done, they are recorded by Allah. It also comes in the hadith that there are many people who do actions, amal, which they do with sincerity, complete sincerity. And not only sincerity, but with ikhfa, they hide and do it. Nobody knows about those amal. But after some time, they speak about it. Then those amal come out from ikhfa, that they were written down as hidden amal. And they come into izhar now. Amal that were done now publicly. It does not mean that a person does a public amal and that there is riya in there. Like we all have performed namaz now publicly. In front of everyone, we left our homes and in the masjid, in front of everyone we have performed our namazes, but that must be done with ikhlas also. And if a person even makes namaz at home, but for show, to let the people know that I don't mix, other people are big sinners, so I can't mix with them. I'm a very big buzurg, and I can't mix with people. That is a very rotten attitude. So it comes into izhar. And when he speaks about it to show it, now it comes out from ikhlas into riya. So even if a person does amal in the correct way, he can still destroy them. A person has to be afraid right till qiyamah. There when it's accepted in the court of Allah, then on that day, as our Shaykh Rahmatullahi says, I've prepared a poem that on qiyamah day, when my announcement of forgiveness is made and I'm going to Jannah, then I will say that poem. Then I will be happy, and then I will be very happy. But till then, till a person, a student who hasn't got his results and is boasting in front of everyone, making big dawahs, which is also common among students. They don't have their results and they are celebrating already. When you get your results and you have passed and you have got distinction, now you may celebrate. And the real distinctions are not what are in this world on the day of Qiyamah. When we get our results there and we have passed, then that is something that we can celebrate about. But unfortunately, organizations of Muslim theologians, they are doing the complete opposite. That here in this dunya, and all wrong things which we are doing and boasting about that. A very sad case it is, and a very sad precedent we are setting. So we should be very careful about how our attitude after doing amal, doing it with sincerity, then at the end too, what our amal must be. We should not go after the praises of people to let people show people what we have done. We have to do it for Allah, and we have to cry for forgiveness. And no greater example we can have than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the most loftiest thing of Islam spreading in the world. What a great thing, but it wasn't that big celebration start taking place, that we have achieved this, we have achieved this, but it was فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِكَ read Subhanallah and make tawbah istighfar and attribute everything to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us the proper understanding of our deen and the proper practice on our deen and not be led astray by all the glitter and glamour of this dunya. وآخر دعوانا